Tom Morgan is flung down near the bench, well into the sidelines of the Vikings, and believe it's going to be 15 yards tacked on to this one.
Yeah, you got to be careful tackling on the sidelines. I mean, if he's already looking like he's going to go out of bounds and you're sending him out like that, I mean, it's real dangerous real fast.
And
that's a good call.
It is, and it is a 15-yard penalty as the Red Devils tackled Morgan out of bounds. And there's obviously a couple metal benches there, but there's also hard rubber mat covering the long jump and pole vaulting pit piece of track there along the near sidelines, and that's only about 2-3 yards off the field of play, and that's where Tom Morgan landed.
I remember hitting that mat a few times. It doesn't feel good.
I remember my feet being planted on that thing for an entire football game on the bench. And the Vikings now come out of the huddle, two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Lake out of the shotgun formation, gets the ball, looks to the right, and has a receiver out in the flat to the right. That ball's going to be come up and, oh my goodness, almost intercepted. The referees confidently saying that ball is incomplete, and a sigh of relief is from my angle, which was a poorer angle than the refs, was deemed incomplete. So Jericho Lake,
here we go,
takes a big deep breath, and now a 2nd and 10 for the Vikings.
Oh, never mind. Jericho Lake looked like he was going to check out, and Elijah Blankenship
I've done that quite a few times.
Micah Blankenship looked like he was going to check in, but that is not the case.
So Lake stays in at quarterback, bunch formation to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up in the backfield to his right. He's going to fake the pitch to him. It's going to be a misdirection to Will Johnson up the middle. Will Johnson stiff arms the referee, flips out of a tackle. He's got blocking out in front of him with one man to beat, and tackled at the 1 yard line is Will Johnson. That referee probably had wide eyes as Will Johnson turned on the jets and had no one to beat but a referee there for a split second. And you got to believe that was six if it wasn't for having a stiff arm.
I was just going to say, I think I'd argue that the referee was the best defender on the field there, because behind the referee, right up the seam, was nothing but green grass. And
allowed the Red Devils to catch up to Will Johnson, as I've never seen a referee get stiff-armed. So now under center is Jericho Lake as the Vikings come out in that veer formation. The old tried and true, they're going to snap the ball. It's going to be a keeper up the middle, designed quarterback sneak for Jericho Lake, and the big frame of Lake able to punch it in for a stick. Vikings score early in this second half, 10 minutes and 59 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front 42-20. And they're going to be lining up to go for two, it looks like. And that they are. Jericho Lake gets the play call from head coach of the Tyson Vikings, Coach Sam Johnson, on the near sideline. Goes in to relay the call to the huddle. And it is still raining here at Hens-Peterson Field. It's just a steady downpour now. Boy, are we lucky to be up here in a booth. And the Vikings break the huddle now. Trips formation to the near side. Chang lined up to Lake's right. One receiver to the far side. Split out wide. Lake gets the snap. Takes the handoff to Chang. Looks to the receiver. Throws it to his right. Over the hands and over the head of the intended receiver, Tom Morgan. And that ball falls incomplete. So 42-20, the score will stay at. And the Vikings now out ahead 22 points of the Coquille Red Devils. So we're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. 42-10, the Vikings out in front of the Coquille Red Devils with just about 11 minutes of clock left in the third quarter. Vikings huddled up, ready and waiting to get the play call. And I say play call, it's a decision on where they want to kick this football. And I like the fact that they come out here and base it off however the Red Devils are lined up. And Will Johnson approaches the ball, which is teed up on the 40-yard line. It's an onside kick. That ball travels just shy of 10 yards. And, gosh, that thing got to 9.9 yards and decided to take a 180. And so the Red Devils are going to retain possession, as that ball was scooting low and fast across the ground, and I don't know, it defied gravity.
Unlucky.
Physics.
Down.
And
I think Tyson would have gotten it. The Coquille Red Devils didn't a hop on that ball there.
It's a lot of big, strong boys running full head of steam to come and take your head off there, for lack of better terms.
So one of my favorite players on the right hand.
So the 49-yard line is where the ball is spotted in Viking territory. The Red Devils turn handed. That's going to be Gerard up the middle. And two Vikings doing a good job. Low man wins. And Jackson Chang, one of those guys, helps up Oliver Gerard. And I didn't see who the other tackler was as Chang got my my eyes' attention as he respectfully stands over Oliver Gerard and offers him a helping hand to get him up. So now it's going to be 2nd and 7 for the Red Devils. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. And checking into the game for the first time at receiver, number 11, Toby Teeters.
That's the name.
And alliteration is strong with that one. Under center is Robertson. He's going to turn, hand it after faking two handoffs. And that's going to be number 21, the ball carrier, Noah Beaudry. We've seen Beaudry make big plays and able to get right at about the line to gain, and he's able to do so. So they're going to move the chain. And Will Johnson was the tackler for the Vikings. But either way, enough for a first down for the Red Devils. 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in this evening here on Coast Radio Sports. The Vikings out in front of the Red Devils. This last regular season game, 42-20. Looking to make a statement win here at home. Robertson breaks the huddle, gets under center. He's going to turn hand it. It's going to be Oliver Gerard up the middle, down the right side, stumbling, rumbling, bumbling, and tripped up.
Yeah, that is a big boy.
Oh, my goodness. Able to keep his feet under him for an extra 5 yards or so after the first contact was made.
And you can see this, you know, the rain coming down. You can see them leaning really, really hard on the run here. The ball boys are getting a lot more active, trying to keep the balls dry out there.
And rumbling, bumbling, stumbling indeed was he as he just barreled his way for a 9-yard gain. 2nd and 1 for the Red Devils. Under center is Robertson. Veer formation. He's going to chain. And that's going to be Freeman off the left side. Freeman gets the edge. He's got a couple men to beat to get to the end zone. And he does just that. Into the end zone for 6 is number 28, Travis Freeman, the junior running back, with 8 minutes and 58 seconds left in the third quarter. And the Vikings, or the Red Devils, now cut the lead for the Vikings as they go out and score in a hurry themselves.
There's very similar drives happening throughout this game. You can see, you mentioned it in the first half, they pounded up the middle over and over and over, gain a few downs, and then they pop it outside. You know, that lulling to sleep that can happen with this offense.
Yep. Drew Robertson lined up under center. He's going to turn, hand it untouched into the end zone for a successful 2-point conversion as Oliver Gerard. So now it's 42-28 with 8 minutes and 58 seconds. It was a minute and two seconds on the drive for the Red Devils. And just getting good, strong push up front, and it's just been relentless running by the running backs for the Devils. And we'll go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break here on Coast Radio Sports. Vikings out in front, 42-28. The Vikings not out of the weeds here at Hans Peterson Field, out in front, 42-28. A relentless Devils team got off the bus this evening, and that ball is going to be just scooted across the ground. It's going to be picked up at about the 28-yard line by Tom Morgan. Tom Morgan looking to get the edge, and good job by number 28 there. Freeman, again, he just punched it in for 6 by the Devils, running and chasing him down with
Freeman,
a good pursuit angle.
Yeah, Freeman doesn't get it in there. I was waiting for Tom Morgan to get that edge and turn on the jets. As we mention it all the time, he's the number one guy for the 100-meter dash, right?
Yep, in the state, which was at Reedsport, looking to break the school record here. Long-lasting school record in the 100-meter dash later this year. But before that, we got a bit of football to be played for the Vikings. 8 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third quarter. Out in front, 42-28. Lake and the Vikings break the huddle. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake gets the snap, looks to the left, throws to the left. Out in the flat, it's going to be Will Johnson. Good blocking out in front of him. He's got a head of steam, breaking through people and just doing his best. Stunt double impersonation, just putting his body on the line for extra yards at the end of the play. but it is no stunt double. It is Will Johnson. And
just completely fearless running. And I think on both sides of the ball, that's a huge plus advantage that he has on both sides of the ball. Just fearless out there.
And waving to my daughter here, who's being marched around in the arms of my lovely wife. And 49-yard line is where the ball is spotted in Stislaw territory. Vikings come out in a bunch formation on the near side. Ball spotted on the near hash. 8:13 left in the third quarter. Lake calls for the snap. Gets it. It's going to be Dylan Gray up the middle. Hand on the back of Jacob Mann, his blocker, and is tripped up by the big man, number 71, Miles Kern.
I think Miles Kern was already maybe pancaked onto the ground and just grabbed his shoestrings there.
It was right on top of the Vikings logo, and the white uniform blend in pretty well, despite having red pants on and a red helmet. I didn't even see him there. I thought that Dylan Gray just tripped, but did a good job of upending Gray on that, allowing him a one-yard gain. So the Vikings now have a 2nd and 9. Lake out of the shotgun formation, rolls to his left, looks to his left. He's looking for a receiver. Good pressure once again by the Devils, and decides to just go out of bounds and loses 2 yards on the play. Decided he didn't really have a receiver open enough to set his feet and throw to, as, again, the Devils just had good pressure. And it's not the fact that sometimes with those bootleg designed passes, it can be hard for a lineman to adjust where their hips need to be to keep the D lineman away from being able to get an angle on that quarterback. And the Devils did a good job of taking advantage. So now a 3rd and 12, as it was a loss of 3. Trips formation to the far side. Lake gets the snap, rolls to his left or right. Pump fakes to the right. He's got a receiver over the top, making an adjustment to catch that ball.
Did he get it? He got it.
Toe tap with the 1 foot by Will Johnson. What an incredible adjustment when that ball was in midair. And, gosh, Johnson, second time this evening. Oh, maybe a Micah Blankenship, who caught that football. And, again, I mean, I thought it was Will Johnson because it was just done to perfection, as Will Johnson did earlier, but it was Micah Blankenship showing late hands and a late adjustment to that football. It just makes it so hard for the defensive back to know it's coming their way with your back turned to the quarterback. So now 1st and 10, ball spotted on the 21-yard line. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake calls for the snap. It's a cold count, getting people to jump off sides. It's Miles Kern.
Attaboy.
Michael Mason absolutely loves a free 5 yards, and I don't know if there's a better word than free out there.
Free everything, give it to me.
But it's a hard-earned free at that. You got to work for everything in life, and the discipline by the Vikings shows to be pivotal as they get free 5 yards there. So 1st and 5 now as they're huddled up. Lake following Will Johnson down the, or sorry, Sam Johnson down the sideline, waiting for a play call. 6.5 minutes now left in the third quarter. No hurry out of the Vikings here as Jericho Lake standing there, drying his hands off. Coach Sam Johnson's talking to the referee. And now they're to call a timeout. So 6:14 left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front 42-28 of the Coquille Red Devils, who got off the bus hungry and ready to play a football game. And we got a decent one on our hands here, folks. So stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back. The Vikings out in front, marching downfield, 42-28. 6:14 left in the third quarter. Jericho Lake and the rest of that offense huddled around Coach Sam Johnson on the near sideline. Ball spotted on the 16-yard line, 1st and 5 for the Vikings. Ball's going to be on the far hash. Vikings jog their way to the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. 1 back in the backfield with Lake to his right. Lake calls for motion. Will Johnson goes to the far side and fakes the handoff to him. It's going to be a handoff to that back. Didn't see who the carrier was, but he is brought down in the backfield.
Jackson Chang.
So 1st and 5 now all of a sudden turns into a 2nd and 9 after a loss of 4.
Yeah, another well-timed blitz call by the Red Devils there.
And there's been some great Halloween costumes this evening here.
That is Gryffindor over there.
Harry Potter himself walking down, strutting, showing off the fresh fit for everybody. as the Vikings break the huddle. Got three receivers in a bunch formation, split out wide, one receiver to the far side, one back in the backfield. Lake calls for the snap, gets it, looks to the left, throws to the left. He's got a receiver, which he sails it over their head. And if there's a miss tonight by Jericho Lake, that's been it. Just a little bit high of his intended receivers, but still been able to dice up the defense of the Devils. Wow, that was a lot of rhyming, or a lot of D's in that sentence. And 5:24 is where the clock is now stopped in the third quarter. Vikings out front 42-28, but they're facing a 3rd and 9. And if you're Coach Sam Johnson here, you know you don't need it all in one play, because no matter what, you're going for it on 4th down if need be here.
They're not shying away from the pass here. That's with the rain coming down.
And that they have not. Two receivers come out to the near side, two to the far side, one back in the backfield. Blake gets the snap, looks to the right, throws to the right, over the head of his intended receiver. Catchable ball, though, I believe. Bryce Branzoni was the intended receiver. He was about 6-7 yards downfield. And now it's going to be a 4th and 9 for the Vikings as the clock stops at 5:20. And this is a big play if you're the Red Devils here looking to get the ball back.
This is a huge play for them.
And obviously it's just as big of a play for the Vikings. But if you're trying to mount a comeback here, you need plays like this to go in your favor.
Definitely the time and place to do it. You can see that rain kind of playing a factor here. We're seeing a lot more drop balls, maybe higher passes from Lake.
So the Vikings now break the huddle. One receiver to the near side. That's Tom Morgan by himself. And trips formation to the far side. Lake rolls to his right. It's going to be another screen play. And just into no man's land as Bryce Franzoni has that ball sail over his head and fall incomplete. Franzoni a little unhappy with that one as there was good blocking out in front of him. But like you said, a wet football, it's easy to throw your hands up and say, come on, man, I was wide open. But it's harder to throw a wet pigskin around the yard.
And you mentioned that they had a wet week of practice, but really this is the first real wet game Jericho Lake has played in. So this could be unfamiliar territory for him.
Oh, I guess there was rain last week. At this point, whenever the rain starts, it all starts to blend in.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast. I'm excited to see it's rain, and more rain. So, I think we're in full late fall coming into winter weather here.
Amen to that. And if you love it, awesome. If you're like me and you don't, hang on. Sun will be here at some point. And
5 or 6 months.
The Devils now take over on offense. 5:15 left in the first half, or my goodness, distracted there. In the third quarter, wrong half, wrong quarter, wrong number. And I don't know if there was a stoppage there, but usually after a turnover on downs, both teams are pretty quick to take the field. So some sort of stoppage there as both teams now make their way onto the football field. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line in Coquille Red Devils territory as they take over on offense. Robertson under center, takes the snap, hands it. That's going to be up the middle. Hit at the line of scrimmage is Gerard. And if that's what you're looking to, that's what you're looking to do for the Vikings defense, just limit him to 3 yards or less. Now it's 2.
Yeah, great job by Sayusla defensive line to collapse into the middle there and stop any sort of gain. This is where we're seeing a similar drive each time by Coquille. They're gonna punch it up the middle a few times, and then they're gonna try and get that big play outside. So Sayusla's got to stay on a swivel here.
And 4:40 left in the third quarter. Now Robertson comes out under center. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Freeman up the left side. Freeman is brought down right at about the line of scrimmage. And Jackson Chang with the tackle. Big shout out to our PA team here, Jim Mitchell and Dina Mitchell, able to hear her with the binoculars and makes it significantly easier to know who's coming away with the tackles here.
Old eyes aren't favoring.
Too old for this, Mike, aren't we? So 3rd and 7 now for the Devils. 4:05 left in the third quarter. Pat Robertson takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. And he's got a receiver over the top, just throws it just beyond the hands of number 16, the intended receiver, Cody Ring, who's listed as an offensive and defensive lineman. But as stout as he is, he's made his presence felt in the air game before in this football game.
Yeah, once again, another pass thrown high. You gotta think that moisture out there is having an effect.
So now the ball on the 23-yard line in Coquille territory. The Coquille Red Devils facing a 4th-and-7, and their punter is on the field. And Will Johnson, Coach Sam Johnson, doesn't want him deep to return, probably based off of that last punt that just went sky high. And ball is almost blocked as it just goes sky high again, travels about 25 yards through the air, and it's going to be downed at about the 43-yard line in Coquille territory. So higher than it goes far once again for the Coquille Red Devils punter, and the Vikings take over on offense again. And we'll keep it here as both teams come back out on the field pretty quick and ready to roll.
I'd guess Sam pushing Will Johnson forward there to not elect to return it. He doesn't want to take any chances.
Not with this rain up in the air, that's for sure. Looking up, there's the light in your eyes. There's now rain hitting your eyes. And a slippery football with a ball that is sky high, not very far downfield. It's not a fun one to return. Blake going to be under center, looking to go to the veer now. See how long they do this. 1st-and-10. Blake gets the snap. He's going to turn, hand it up the middle, and that's going to be Dylan Gray on the carry. Pick up a 5. And Gerard with the tackle for the Devils. Now it's 2nd-and-5 here for the Vikings. Clock's ticking, 3:28 in the third quarter. And we'll see if they come back out in this veer formation. And if you're the Vikings, a good time to allow Blake to get some snaps in that veer formation with the rain coming down. And like you said, they could go to Blankenship here, as nobody knows the veer better than he.
They're in a good position out the clock here, too.
And so that's what they do. They come out. Blake's going to be under center. Chang and Johnson lined up in the backfield. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Chang up the middle with a head of steam. Kicked out of a shoulder tackle and is able to pick up the first down and more. As he goes from the 37 to at about the 17-yard line, so a 20-yard pickup.
You have a flag down.
And this football looks to be moving backwards. Not in favor of the Sisal Vikings. We had a hold called against the Vikings. And it's what you love to see when that's called, is a just high five to whoever committed it. Obviously, it's not ideal, but you're going to get less than ideal cards dealt to you in life, and all you can do is really just grin and bear it. That's what the Vikings are doing now here. So 2nd-and-8, be a 2nd-and-7 for the Vikings. 2:45 left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front, 42-28. Ball spotted on the 39-yard line. On the near hash, Blake turns, hands it. That's going to be up the middle. And the ball carrier on that one has a good head of steam. Will Johnson with the carry. And if Will Johnson has the ball in his hand, I don't even need to say good head of steam or hard-nosed running, because anytime the kid gets the football, that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's hitting the gaps with aggression and taking a lot of people to bring him down.
So that 2nd-and-7 is now a 1st-and-10 as Will Johnson picks up enough to move the chains. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Ball still spotted on the near hash mark. Now on the 28-yard line, though. And the Vikings come out. It's going to be Lake under center once again. And he's been able to get reps under center in practice. We saw when he was under center his first game against Cascade Christian, there were some mishandled snaps with his center, Jake Rose, but the Vikings go ahead, take a timeout. They're 2nd of the second half. We'll take a timeout ourselves here on Coast Radio Sports. Stay with us. Vikings out in front of the Coquille Red Devils, 42-28. 1:51 left in the third quarter here. Vikings out in front of the Coquille Red Devils, senior night. Last game of the regular season here for the Sisal Vikings. 42-28 is the score. Lake under center now. Chang and Johnson in the backfield will end up behind him. He's going to fake the handoff. It's going to be a belly pass up the middle. That's Bryce Randoni catching it down the seam. And a belly right pass, one of my favorite play calls out of the Vikings playbook, utilizing that veer formation to get everybody to crash in, have your tight end go just beyond the linebackers and fake a handoff up the right side and have Lake utilize his arm to throw it to Franzoni. So pick, nice pickup there as the ball is now spotted on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just what they did. The linebackers, the defensive line crashed inward, hoping for the run, just cleared that seam out for Franzoni to make a great catch and run and get him into the red zone here.
And that was the first belly right pass, or belly pass, either way, for the Vikings all season. Kind of a bread and butter whenever you need some yards. Lake breaks the huddle now. Two backs lined up behind him. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Chang, I believe, up the left side. Got a bunch of referees in black and gold helmets signaling a touchdown, and now the Zebras do as well. So the Vikings punching it in for six, 48-28. Jackson Chang with his second touchdown of the evening. Oh, Caleb Gray, thank you for the correction there, Dina Mitchell. 48-28, the Vikings back to a 20-point lead over the Red Devils.
Everybody eat.
Everybody eat. Whether it's a Lutero burger and us on our rear ends up here in the booth, or it's Caleb Gray, Will Johnson, Jackson Chang, you name it, on the football field. As Chang checks on a little bit late here for the Vikings for the two-point conversion. Bunch formation to the far side. Going to be a wildcat formation. Will Johnson lined up back there by himself. It's a designed reverse. And Owen Burt, the right tackle for the Vikings. Two-point conversion. And he is celebrating like they want it.
He's trying to hit a little dance. I got to give it to an offensive lineman scores a touchdown. You don't get many of those.
Oh, my goodness. What a fun play call. It was a wildcat formation. Will Johnson took the direct snap, ran to his right. Owen Burt looked like a pulling guard, but he was a tackle and the right tackle. And Will Johnson ran into a line of blockers and handed it to Burt behind everybody. And Burt ran it the opposite direction, easily in for a successful two-point conversion, and celebrated accordingly. And that was a fun one.
Yeah, and it looked like it's straight out of the Detroit Lions playbook. They like to run a lot of offensive lineman stuff there.
And fun to see Owen Burt get his number called there. He is one of the Vikings that Coach Sam Johnson just raves about, his work ethic and just kind of a quiet leader, but a leader nonetheless. And now it's 50-28. The Vikings out in front of the Red Devils with a minute and 7 seconds left here in the third quarter. Red Devils lining up to return this kickoff. The Vikings now taking the football field. And Will Johnson's teeing this thing up at the 40-yard line. See what they want to do here. Highly doubt they go for the onside kick at this point, up 22. But you never do know. Yeah. There's still enough football game in this one, or left time in this football game.
Yeah, once again, I mean, we see they came to a 10-point lead. Things were looking close, and Faisal just controls both sides of the ball, and all of a sudden they're up three possessions.
Rain's still steadily pouring as Will Johnson approaches it. It is onside kick, and it is a good one at that. What?
I think Franzoni.
Well, even if it's a targeting call, it doesn't blow a play dead. The Vikings recover the onside kick. Oh, it's an offside. Okay. That was a really late flag as they allowed the Red Devil there to get teed off on and then threw an offside flag. To me, you got to look out for player safety more than anything and throw that flag sooner, as you are headhunting whoever that ball is intended to go to. And so now that's going to march this thing 5 yards in favor of the Red Devils. And they're really talking this thing over.
Regardless, I guess I got the ball, right?
No. Offsides.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to happen before the kick. That's what I'm saying. That happens before the ball is even kicked. So you have to throw that flag and protect the players out here. Instead, they wait for, I believe, number 30 here, one of the smallest kids Faisal's played all season, to get just taken out and then throw a flag on it.
They called the targeting as well.
You shouldn't call a targeting if it came after the offside, and you called, which is a dead ball flag, I'm pretty sure. You're a referee, you have to throw that flag earlier and protect player safety out here, because that's not safe at all. Some people are slowing up and some people are still going full speed. Well, the Vikings now kicking off instead of the 40-yard line. The ball's teed up at the 20, so it's 20 yards after the 5 yards for the offsides and 10 for the targeting. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think I am. Will Johnson now tees it up and approaches that football. They're just going to kind of pooch this thing over the middle. No one is there, but coming up to return that thing is going to be number 21 for the Devils. That is Noah Beaudry, and he's making people lift, miss left and right with spin moves and you name it. And a pretty good return out of him as the ball is now spotted at the 49-yard line. So almost like you onsided it and didn't get it, as that's pretty much right where you're trying to get hit your onside kick to.
Yeah, kind of right where we would have been.
And so now the Red Devils take over on offense. 58 seconds left in the third quarter.
Cogill's in a position here that's kind of a must for.
Yeah.
Going and into the fourth quarter here.
So Robertson's going to be under center now. Ball spotted on the 49-yard line in Sisla territory. It's going to be Gerard up the middle. Hesitation at the line of scrimmage as a couple of Vikings are in his face. And limiting him to a one-yard gain. And that's big.
What a great job by the defense. I mean, we touched on it during halftime. One of the keys was going to be to continue to shut him down. Or maybe not continue, but shut him down more so than they were. And I'd say, I mean, he probably had about 7 yards of offense this second half.
Yeah, they've done a really, really good job. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock ticking down. Robertson under center. Gets a snap, turns, fakes the handoff to Gerard, hands it around the edge. It's going to be Freeman with a head of steam in the edge. And able to get more than enough for a first down. He gains about 10 yards on second and 9. So that's going to move the sticks, and that'll likely take us to the end of this quarter. Didn't think he got out of bounds. They're waving to move the clock, and now it does. So 10 seconds now and ticking down. Red Devils lining up in a hurry, try to get a snap off prior to this quarter being over, and they do just that. It's going to turn, hand it. It's going to be Gerard instantly met in the backfield, fighting just to get back to the line of scrimmage, which he does. Big play there for the Vikings on first and 10. Vikings out in front after 3, 50-28. Zeros on the clock after 3. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here and be back after this here on Coast Radio Sports.
Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field here.
Sorry. Checking things over with a Tier 1 ball knower, Jim Mitchell, about my opinion on that flag. And he agreed with me, so it feels good. Second and 9 now for the Red Devils. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Robertson under center, turns, hands it. And that's going to be Freeman up the left side, upended. And Will Johnson with the tackle, getting up a little bit gingerly, but running it off. And they're going to get about 2 yards on that. So now 3rd and 7. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line in Viking territory. 11 minutes and 35 seconds left in the fourth quarter now. Tokiel needs to put something together here. And Robertson breaks the huddle with them. Under center, two backs in the backfield behind him. He's going to turn, hand it. Gerard breaks out of an arm tackle at the line of scrimmage by Franzoni. But a horde of Vikings with Will Johnson, Jake Rose, Coleman Weedman, and maybe one more in on that tackle. So now 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, once again, they're doing a great job containing him. That big back in Oliver Gerard, who was so dominant in the first half, but has been really quiet this second half, and that's all due to that defensive front from Sayuslaw, along with the linebackers coming in and finishing these tackles.
And if you're Gerard, you come out here out of the tunnel or out of that locker room at half and just say, ooh, it's raining. I got some sweat and some rain. I'm going to be slippery, and the Vikings haven't let him slip out of much. Now 4th and 6 for the Devils, and they look fake the handoff. Got good pressure in the face of Robertson, who's looking to try to run and get the edge, and an athletic spin he's able to, but getting out of bounds right at the line of gain. He's going to get enough. Wow, what a play. Drew Robertson shows his athletic abilities as he had a lot of pressure in his face at the line of scrimmage and then rolled out to the right, had another defender in his face, spun out of his way, and was able to get just enough for a first down.
Yeah, kind of tightrope to that sideline, just enough to get that new set of downs.
So So first and 10 now, and yeah, he did. I didn't know if he was going to be marked 4 yards short or if he got it, because he tight-roped it well. So now he comes out under center, two backs in the backfield. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Freeman up the left side. Freeman brought down by Jacob Rose. And Jake Rose, good effort there. He's coming from that offensive line, chasing down Freeman from behind. And Jake Rose, one of the seniors for this football team, to be honored after this one. And son of John Rose, one of the line coaches, defensive line coach for the Vikings. Great human being. So now second and 4 for the Devils. They're marching 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in this football game. They're down 28-50, though. And they're going to hand it. That's going to be all over Gerard Met at the line of scrimmage. Not able to get much going so far in this half, but he's able to bring a 3rd and 4 down to a, or sorry, 3rd and 2 from a 2nd and 4. So pick up a 2. And talking to the PA announcer and Chris Johnson joking how often you got to say the name Will Johnson up here.
Yep.
9 minutes and 5 seconds left in this football game. Robertson under center, turns, takes the handoff one way. He's going to be handing it to number 21 up the right side. That ball carrier is Noah Beaudry, and he gets enough for a first down as the Red Devils are really putting together a nice drive here.
Yeah, they're marching.
And 71, he's been pivotal for this Red Devils team. They got a couple other linemen, number 70 in there, the big man, another big man, Jordan Flores, sophomore, and a couple others that are just huge human beings. One of them is the kicker. Robertson, two backs lined up behind him. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Freeman. Freeman up the left side. Good blocking out in front of him. And a flag is thrown as he is drugged down after getting into the end zone. But I believe we're going to have a hold on this one. And the crowd's still very much into this thing as the cheer squad does a great job of keeping them energized with a chant here. And still waiting for a sign from the white hat. Likely to be a hold. And that it is. So that's going to mark that thing 10 yards back from that point of that infraction. And so we'll see where they mark this thing.
Unfortunate for Coquille. It's huge for Sayusla here. Give them a lot more room to make a stop.
So the clock has stopped with 8.5 minutes left as they go from a 1st and 10 and a touchdown on that 1st and 10 to a now a 1st and about 14. Robertson, two backs lined up behind him. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Freeman once again up the left side, brought down by Colin Barnett, and one other Colin Barnett on the ground after that one. And shaken up a little bit is Barnett. We're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Colin Barnett, the big man, my little big brother, still shaking up on the football field. Coach Sam Johnson standing there talking to him a little bit. And obviously not fun. We had an injury late last season against the Red Devils and Max Reynolds right before the playoffs. And never to see those. But the good thing is Colin Barnett is up and kind of half jogging, half rumbling his way to the sidelines. And the Vikings in a huddle now on the near sideline. Red Devils coming out ready to roll, and the Vikings now taking the field themselves. So the ball is going to be spotted 2nd and 12 on the 14-yard line. And it was a good play by both Colin Barnett and Jacob Mann. Jacob Mann now out of the game as well, it looks like, sitting on the near sideline. So two key Vikings out for this play. Robertson under center, two backs lined up behind him. He's going to turn, look to throw now, rolling to his right. He's got good pressure, three Vikings in pursuit as he just elects to throw this football away. A late flag comes in after that ball was in midair. So we'll see what they call it here. Curious if they're going to have a defensive hold against the Vikings as that was thrown in the secondary.
Was defensive holding.
Golly. And we talked, you know, Stasol, we had 6 flags last week for 34 yards. And though 34 yards isn't a ton, it's pivotal when they come. And this would be one of those that is at a less than ideal time, especially giving 3 yards here to the Red Devils, which is exactly what happens with Colin Barnett and Jake Mann out of this one.
Now, ball,
on the sidelines.
Ball spotted at the 7. Puts them in pretty close.
So, yeah, now 2nd and 5. Ball spotted at the 7 for the Devils. They break the huddle. And the receiver out to the near side, number 7, Gavin Fisher. 2 backs in the backfield. Patterson turns, hands it. That's going to be Freeman again getting his number called up the left side. And a late flag thrown. I don't like that one, as gravity's going to win every time. Will Johnson was kind of just on the, or Caleb Gray, one of the Gray brothers, are standing next to each other. Tackled him inbounds, and their weight.
They were all just falling out of bounds. That shouldn't have been a flag.
Oh, my. So, flag's coming out.